Construction crews and volunteers are working nonstop to get nearly two dozen portable buildings ready for students. The portables fill almost a square block in back of the damaged middle school. Kevin Zolkia teaches world geography and spent Thursday checking out his classroom. He doesn't mind teaching in a portable because it's home.
There's just something about being at home. And, you know, these are West kids, and I know they're excited about being back in West. I have a high school age son, and he's really excited about being able to be here as opposed to on somebody else's campus.
Assistant Superintendent Jan Hungate spent the last 4 months putting together the portable school, which looks like a whole bunch of double wides.
Three of our classroom buildings are 10 classroom buildings, so they're going to be like little schools. And so they won't have to do a lot of moving around outside on the grounds. But we're building ramps, we're building walkways, and so I think it's going to be real conducive to having school.
The portables are air-conditioned, wired for computers, and on the inside look like typical classrooms. A huge white tent will be the cafeteria. An outside contractor will cook breakfast and lunch. There will be three lunch periods with 200 kids at a time. Another tent will be a practice gym. The undamaged middle school gym will host the basketball and volleyball games. Hungate says it's an expensive proposition, but declines to put an exact figure on the cost of the campus. About a third of the portables have been donated by other school districts. She says FEMA funds are helping out a lot, and donations are still coming in.
Now, I still field about 3 to 5 calls a day. People wanting to do something, donate their time, donate their money, donate their expertise, and so it's just been phenomenal. I thought that it would eventually phase out, but people are so good.
The portable campus for middle and high school students will be home for at least 2 years. Hungate says financing and building two new schools will take time. It may also mean that sophomores this year could graduate from the portable campus. Teacher Kevin Zolke has spent some time thinking about that and what he'll tell his students on the first day.
I think there's going to be a little bit of concern. There's nothing like being in your high school. But what they are going to have to understand, and I think they will, is that they are the high school, not the buildings. They're the high school. And what they make of it is what will become their high school, and I think everything will be just fine.
Jan Hungate's not worried. She wouldn't be surprised if there were perfect attendance on the first day.
It's exciting. Everybody's curious about what it's going to look like. Nobody's going to miss that first day because they don't want to miss anything. They'll be there. I know they will.
Gene Hoshek on a morning walk stopped to watch the furious work for a while. His home was destroyed in the plant explosion. He says getting the kids back to school in West is a big step toward normal. BJ Austin, KERA News.